Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, July 22, 2010, Grammy Award-winning singer El Giro is in intensive care in a French hospital after suffering a breathing problem in the Alps, forcing him to cancel 4 concerts. Giro made a full recovery and continued to tour extensively until his death on February 12, 2017. On this day in 1999, Gary "Gar" Samuelson, the drummer from Megadeth from 1984 through 1987, dies of liver failure at the age of 41. On this day in 1994, more than 55,000 fans packed Giant Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, as Billy Joel and Elton John performed the first of 5 concerts together. On this day in 1987, a jury in New York rules that Morris Albert's 1975 composition, Feelings, was plagiarized from Pourtois, a song written in 1956 by French composer Lou Gest. The jury ruled that Gest was owed at least $500,000 in royalties. Morris Albert's rendition had reached number 6 on Billboard. On this day in 1971, 13 days after lead singer Jim Morrison passes away, The Doors are awarded a gold album for L.A. Woman. The LP included Love Her Madly and Riders on the Storm. On this day in 1969, Aretha Franklin is arrested for disorderly conduct after creating a disturbance in a Detroit parking lot. After posting $50 bail, she ran down a road sign while leaving the police station. On this day in 1963, the Beatles' first album, Introducing the Beatles, is pressed by VJ Records, who thought they had obtained the legal rights from EMI affiliate Trans Global Records. When it was finally released in January 1964, Capitol Records would hit VJ with an injunction against manufacturing, distributing, advertising, or otherwise disposing of records by the Beatles. After a trial, VJ was allowed to release any Beatles records they had masters of in any form until October 15, 1964. After that time, they no longer had the rights to issue any Beatles product. And on this day, July 22, 1961, the Everly Brothers have the number one record in Britain with a song that was first introduced by Bing Crosby in the 1933 film Going Hollywood. The tune reached number 27 in the U.S. What's the song? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, July 22, 1961, the Everly Brothers have the number one record in Britain with a song that was first introduced by Bing Crosby in 1933 in the film Going Hollywood. The tune reached number 27 in America. Here are the Everly Brothers with Temptation.